took his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. We tackle a new topic, hold group prayer, and I assign a new task for you to complete each day. And the broadcast is all within 15 minutes so you can get to work. Our topic for this morning is, who are you blaming for your sins? Take accountability so you can take back control. Who are you blaming for your sins? Take accountability so you can take back control. Our scripture for this morning comes from Genesis 3, 6 through 13. While you are getting your Bibles ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, as well as hear prior powerful morning motivation broadcast on my ministry website. That is feelthefire.com, F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com. You can also pull up a chair and join me live for this hot breakfast Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling in to 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. 4180, so make sure you tune in live with me. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 6 through 13, and I am reading from the KJV. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard that voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he, being the Lord, said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. What is our topic for this morning? Who are you blaming for your sins? Take accountability so that you can take back control. In this scripture that we read today, we saw the blame game fully in action. The Lord God himself has spoken unto Adam, the man made in God's own image, the person given authority over this world, and said to him, look, I've put you here. You have everything that you want at your disposal. I've even made a helpmeet for you. But this one tree, it's the one that you should not touch. You shouldn't eat of the fruit of this tree. Adam heard this from God himself. But Adam allowed his wife, that helpmeet, to deceive him into eating from the fruit. of the tree. And his wife allowed the serpent to deceive her and tell her, come on now, God is not being for real. If you eat of this tree, you'll be like God. You'll know the difference between good and evil. But the key word that I want you to notice that I said here is allowed. They both made choices to allow themselves to disobey the word of God. You see, when God tells us to go left, but we go right, that's a choice that we make. Maybe we decided to go right because our spouse went right. Maybe we went right because our friend said that right is better. Or maybe we just decided that God was taking too long. He wasn't moving fast enough. Or maybe we really didn't hear what we thought we heard from God, so we went right. Or maybe it was the desire of our sinful flesh. But the point is the choice to go right. That was ours. When we turned the opposite direction of what we had been instructed, that was an affirmative decision that we made. And so when we make the choices to do things that are contrary to God's will, whether spiritually or naturally, we made the choice to also suffer the consequences. If you are married and you choose to cheat on your spouse, you made the choice for the possibility of divorce. You made the choice for the splitting of marital assets. You made the choice that you will not be able to see your kids the same way you used to. You made the choice that you will be a divorcee. You made the choice that your life will never be the same. When you made the choice that the desire to lay with the other person was more important than the bond with your husband or wife. That was a choice you made. Don't blame the mistress, or don't blame the man. Don't blame it on the Hennessy, as they say. Don't blame it on anyone. That was your choice. When you make the choice to start using drugs, you make the choice for all of the repercussions that come with it. Now, I know some of you take issue with that because you're saying, well, you know, addiction is a disease. I understand that concept because I'm also a registered nurse. I used to work in substance abuse. And, you know, part of Narcotics Anonymous is teaching the people to deal with addiction as a disease. However, within their 12 steps, if you'll go back and read them, they also deal with forcing the person to accept accountability and to admit their roles and to admit their denial in relation to their actions. You see, the choice to take the first puff of the marijuana or take crack or take heroin, that was our choice. Whether you are going to walk off your job, whether you're going to go out and rob and steal, all of these things, they're your choices. And when you will begin to deal with that fact, then you can change the course of your life. Because as long as you allow yourself to blame everyone else and to live in a victim mentality, you lose, forfeit, or abort the power to get your life back on track. Now, there may be some circumstances where you didn't have control. For example, if someone raped you, that would be beyond your control. Or maybe someone kidnapped you or false imprisoned you. That may be beyond your control. Notice I said maybe there. You know why? Because sometimes we keep coming to the situation despite all of the flags, all of the patterns that we have seen. You know, legally, for example, it's almost like what's termed the coming to the nuisance. And those of you who know me know I'm also an attorney. And then you go back and you try to complain to the city, we need this particular thing shut down because this is hazardous. And they say, okay, but the sewer plant was there for 35 years. You moved right beside the sewer plant. Now you want the sewer plant to be the one that's penalized. You came to the nuisance. And sometimes in life, that's what we do. We stay in the marriage where the person is abusing us physically. And that can be a man or a woman, because women can abuse men just like men can abuse women. But we stay there and we keep getting beat to the point where our lives are at stake. But we won't leave. We won't try to get ourselves out. We stay in that mentality, but we will continuously blame the other person. And you may say, well, but it's battered wife syndrome or battered spouse syndrome. We can't get out. Your life has to be important enough to get out. The only person who can get you out is yourself. So we may look at these situations and we try to blame others, but at some point you have to take control of your life. You have to say, the person who got me to this point is me. And if I can admit that, then I can move forward. Now, I know some of you are taking issue because you're saying I'm being judgmental and no one is perfect. Well, I can agree with you on the latter part. Nobody is perfect, including me. I have definitely made my share of mistakes, but I can disagree with you on the former part. I'm not being judgmental. I'm just dealing with facts. The reason I am where I am today is because of the choices that I made. Whether I'm in a good place or a bad place, it's the choices I made. And I will tell you from personal experience that once you learn to quit trying to blame everything that happened to you on someone else, it is liberating. It is freedom. It is empowering to say, you know what? I'm the one who got myself here. And if I got myself here, I can get myself out. That's some powerful, powerful liberation from spiritual, natural, psychological, and emotional, financial chains in life. So, for example, if you keep finding yourself broke year after year, you need to sit down and deal with the fact that you got yourself there. Now you can determine how you will fix it. Do you need to work another job for maybe a year to dig yourself out of that hole? Do you need to cut off some of your extracurricular activities? It's okay to do all of that. This is your freedom. This is your liberation. You have to quit blaming everyone else, and you have to take accountability. Now, I know we are running out of time, so I'm going to share this brief testimony with you, and then we're going to go straight into prayer. I have a family member that I was talking to yesterday who is now so excited because that family member has gotten a job. But for over a year, this family member has been looking for a job, putting in application after application, not being able to get a job despite being qualified due to things that happened in the family member's background. So the family member had become extremely discouraged and, you know, just felt like giving up. But I kept encouraging the family member, and our family kept helping to pay the bills for the family member. God sees you. God's going to work it out. Well, a few weeks ago, God gave this family member a job. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And as we were discussing this yesterday, the family member was so happy and said, well, now I got to dig myself out of this hole. And I said to that person, yeah, but you know what the great thing is? At least now you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's nothing like being in a hole or a bad place in life, but being able to look up and see that your blessing, your delivery, your victory is nigh. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and knowing that you have the ability, the authority, the resources, the God-given anointing to dig yourself out just like you got yourself there. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the holy name of Jesus. God, we are so excited as we come to you this morning because we're coming in a spirit of freedom, liberation, Lord God, empowerment, knowing that no matter what our situation is today, no matter how bad it is, no matter where we're standing right now, God, we have the authority and the power to dig ourselves out. We will stop blaming others, but we will start even now taking accountability so that we can take authority, take back control, and turn our lives around. Lord, help us to renew our minds, because the battle, Lord God, starts in our minds. And if we will realize, Lord, that our mindset is what holds the power over what we will do, then we will change the confessions in our minds, which will change our actions. And Lord, if we will change our actions, it will then change our behaviors. And if we will exercise those changed behaviors, it will then change our pattern of living. And if we will change our pattern of living, it will establish our legacy, not only for the future, but for the present life to come. And if we will establish our legacy, then we will live perpetually, continuously in the land of more than enough. Help us, God, to renew our minds every day, to realize who we are, God, to quit being the victim, quit being the martyr, but to say, I accept accountability. I got myself here. It was my sins, my mistakes, my faults, my confessions, my disobedience. But it's okay, Lord. Now I ask forgiveness because I have the authority to change my life today and to live in perpetual victory. Bless us, Lord. Bless everyone on this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, amen. Come on and praise the Lord right now. I'm so full, but we're running out of time. So I want to give this quick announcement. Hallelujah. And I just want you to continue to praise the Lord. Say, Lord, I thank you today that I take accountability. Say it again, Lord, I thank you today that I take accountability for my sins. And now I take back my control. Say, now I take back my control. Call out those areas of your life that you need control over again. Say, Lord, now I take back my control over my joy, my happiness, my marriage, my relationships, my finances, my ministry, my children, my other family members, my career, whatever it is that you need, my health. I take back control in the name of Jesus. Glory. These are the announcements. So let me give you the task. Today is Triple Threat Tuesday. We are, this is where you get motivated, get educated, and where you get heard. You get motivated on the morning motivation broadcast, and then you get heard, oh, hallelujah, and educated tonight on my You Be the Jury broadcast, which is sponsored by my law office, call RoxyWilliams.com. Please go to that website so that you can see tonight's topic. We're going to be focusing on the schools and whether or not they should be held accountable when teachers molest and or kidnap students, like we're seeing the big manhunt for this teacher and that student tonight. All of the call-in information, everything you need is on the website, callRoxyWilliams.com. So don't forget to tune in live with me here. Call in at 323-870-4180. Go to the website if you missed the broadcast live. It is always posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on FeelDFire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D-Fire.com. And guess what? I just signed yesterday to open my new office downtown Orlando. So this week, I'll be opening a new law office in Orlando. I have one here in Miami. God is blessing me. All right. Our topic for this morning is, who are you blaming for your sins? Take accountability so you can take back control. Your task for today is for you to take back the control in every area that you know you've given away to someone else mentally. I need you to evaluate what you did to get yourself there and get yourself out and get your life turned around. I'll see you for breakfast in the morning. I love you, everyone. The chains are broken.